I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. After news of possible attempts to hack election systems in the U.S., along with warnings by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump that this year's election could be, in his words, rigged, there's renewed attention on protecting the integrity of the election process. Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill was recently appointed to the Department of Homeland Security's Election Infrastructure Cybersecurity Working Group. She came into the studio to talk about it.
We believe that the risks are somewhat overblown, frankly. First of all, there are two different sort of systems, if you will, surrounding elections. One is the voter registration lists themselves. They are not at all connected to the voting system as we know it. And one reason it's difficult to talk about all this is because every state does things somewhat differently. They have different machines. They have different procedures. It's all kind of loosely bound together by some federal regulations, which were put in place after the famous Hanging Chad incident in 2000. But there are significant differences. So I happen to think Connecticut is one of the better states, certainly, and we follow a lot of what are called the best practices. The biggest one is that we have a piece of paper. We vote on paper. We keep the piece of paper as a backup to the electronic counting that's done by a really basic scanner. These two systems, if you will, have been conflated to think, oh, my gosh, could this all be hacked? None of it is on the Internet. None of it is connected. I think that's really important to know also. The reason it's a little difficult to generalize is because not all states use the same equipment. There are perhaps 15 to 20% of the jurisdictions using touch screens, some of which have a paper receipt, some don't. And so that's where the concern has come, is that possibly those type of machines would be easier to tamper with in some way. But it's still a very, very decentralized system.
Could you talk for a minute about concerns over absentee ballot fraud? I think overseas and military voters may be casting their ballots online.
Yes, actually, interestingly, in Connecticut, there was a big push to have us go that direction, and we fought it off, frankly, in my office, because I still don't even like the idea of an emailed ballot. That's what that is. It's not still not really internet voting.
Let's just talk a little bit more about the fact that U.S. elections are locally run. I mean, so does this make sense that there are all these different systems with varying degrees of security?
That is a really good question. And as you're seeing play out right now, it's both a blessing and a curse. I mean, the fact is, it being this decentralized and this controlled locally is actually great when if you're worried about cybersecurity, because it would be very, very difficult to imagine somehow controlling 9,000 or so jurisdictions, most of which are county level. We're very, very unique in that we don't have counties. But so that there's that side to it. On the other hand, as I have been very aware in the last few years, keeping standards, keeping the same experience for every voter at every polling place becomes extremely difficult because it's all paid for at the local level as well. Kind of a plus and minus sort of thing.
So what happens if there are concerns in the presidential election in November over suspicious results or the possibility of tampering? What would happen?
That's a great question. And I think the biggest danger in all of this is that this discussion is creating potentially a lack of confidence in the American public in our voting process. That could be the greatest damage that comes from all this. And the reason I say that is because let's say there's a close election in some or many states, or the perception that there's a close election or some sort of chaos that's created around questioning the results in some way. That, you know, under our process, under our constitutional law, would be brought as a state-level lawsuit, and it would have to be in a number of states. If for some reason, even if those were thrown out of court, for example, it could be appealed. The appeal would eventually go to the Supreme Court, as it did in 2000. And as I've been pointing out to people, it's rather odd that right now we have only 8 Supreme Court justices. So there could be a 4-4 split, in which case the decision about the election would go to the House of Representatives.
Hmm.
I don't think it's far-fetched to assume that might happen.
Well, we'll be watching.
Yes.
Secretary of State Denise Merrill, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill was recently appointed to the Department of Homeland Security's Election Infrastructure Cybersecurity Working Group. Diane Orson, WNPR News.